2 weeks ago, when we had our first communion weekend, one of the children who had received First Communion on Saturday also came to the Sunday night mass. He and his mom sat in the front row, and he seemed very excited to be there. He knew that First Communion meant he could now receive Jesus every time he came to Mass. And that was so neat to see. He got it. Often, when something is new, we appreciate it more. We are excited to move into a new house, or to get a different car, or to paint a wall, or to plant some flowers. Those kind of things can give us a sense of hope and renewal. The past 2 weeks have been a bit like that for the church as we welcome and get to know Pope Leo. This morning, in his inaugural Mass, which started at 3 a.m. our time, he and the whole church prayed for him as the successor of St. Peter and the Bishop of Rome. And right before the Mass began, he prayed at the tomb of St. Peter, who is buried beneath the altar at St. Peter's Basilica. In our second reading, St. John shared his vision of a new heaven and a new earth. From the throne in the new Jerusalem, the Lamb, who is Jesus, seated on the throne, said, "I make all things new." The sense of newness with Pope Leo is a little bit like the early church was like. In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear the excitement of people coming to faith through the preaching of Paul and Barnabas. The church was growing, and they set up leaders in the church to guide the people. That excitement of the early church as more and more people came to know Jesus can take place today as well. This Easter, there was a large increase in the number of adult baptisms in our diocese and across our country. That happens when people are willing to share their faith with others. As we share our faith, others are able to come to experience Jesus as well. That's how the church grows. That's how the church continues to renew herself. Jesus reminds us in the gospel today that a primary way that people will come to know him is through the witness of our love for one another. The more we serve, the more we sacrifice, the more we notice and care for those in need, the more people will see Christ in us. Along the way, Jesus gives us strength through the sacraments of the church, especially the Eucharist and reconciliation. It's in those two sacraments that we stay close to Christ, close to his love and his mercy. It's in the Eucharist and reconciliation that Christ continues to renew and strengthen us. Let's use this time of new beginnings, of Easter and First Communions, of graduations, of our new Pope, Leo XIV, to remind ourselves that we have an incredible mission. The Lord wants to work in and through us as his church to spread the message of Jesus to our world. Christ gives us the sacraments of the Eucharist and reconciliation to strengthen us in holiness and give us the grace we need to love one another well. At his inaugural Mass this morning in St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo made this plea in his homily. He said, "Brothers and sisters, I would like that our first great desire to be for a united church, a sign of unity and communion, which becomes a leaven for our reconciled world. In this time, we see too much discord, too many wounds caused by hatred, violence, prejudice, the fear of difference, and an economic paradigm that exploits the earth's resources and marginalizes the poorest. For our part, he says, we want to be a small leaven of unity, community, and fraternity within the world. We want to say to the world with humility and joy, look to Christ, come closer to him. Welcome his word that enlightens and consoles. Listen to his offer of love and become his one family. In the one Christ, we are one. What a privilege it is to know and follow Jesus. What a privilege it is to be part of his church, to be able to receive him in the Eucharist, to be able to share his love with our world.